The following is a Holy Name Retreat, Lecture 3, given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on November 10th, 2012, in Ziezmariai, Lithuania.
Our first lecture was studying Nama from the first canto of the Bhagavatam. Our second lecture was studying from the second canto of the Bhagavatam. So therefore we shall study from the third canto of the Bhagavatam for the third lecture. So maybe next spring we can do the fourth and the fifth canto, and that way we can have one retreat after another, a whole series of Nama retreats. What do you think? Okay, so today will be, this afternoon will be third canto, chapter number 29, verse number 18. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Ajatmika nishranavan namasan kirtanachchame arjavendarya sangena nirahan kriyayatata. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. A devotee should always try to hear about spiritual matters and should always utilize his time in chanting the holy name of the Lord. His behavior should always be straightforward and simple, and although he is not envious and friendly to everyone, he should avoid the company of persons who are not spiritually advanced. Purport. In order to advance in spiritual understanding, one has to hear from authentic sources about spiritual knowledge. One can understand the reality of spiritual life by following strict regulative principles and by controlling the senses. To have control, it is necessary that one be nonviolent and truthful, refrain from stealing, abstain from sex life, and possess only that which is absolutely necessary for keeping the body and soul together. One should not eat more than necessary. He should not collect more paraphernalia than necessary. He should not talk unnecessarily with common men. And he should not follow the rules and regulations without purpose. He should follow the rules and regulations so that he may actually make advancement. There are 18 qualifications mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, among which is simplicity. One should be without pride, one should not demand unnecessary respect from others, and one should be nonviolent. Amanitvam, adambitvam, ahamsa. One should be very tolerant and simple, one should accept the spiritual master, and one should control the senses. These are mentioned here and in Bhagavad Gita as well. One should hear from authentic sources how to advance in spiritual life. Such instructions should be taken from the Acharya and should be assimilated. It is already mentioned here, Nama Sankirtanascha. One should chant the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Either individually or with others, Lord Chaitanya has given special stress to chanting of these holy names of the Lord as the basic principle of spiritual advancement. Another word used here is arjavena, meaning without duplicity. A devotee should not make plans out of self-interest. Of course, preachers sometimes have to make some plans to execute the mission of the Lord under proper guidance. But regarding personal self-interest, A devotee should always be without diplomacy, and he should avoid the company of persons who are not advancing in spiritual life. That's an important principle. Another word is Arya. Aryans are persons who are advancing in knowledge of Krishna consciousness as well as in material prosperity. The difference between the Aryan and non-Aryan, the Sura and the Asura, is in their standards of spiritual advancement. Association with persons who are not spiritually advanced is forbidden. Lord Chaitanya advised, Atsat Sangha Tyag. One should avoid persons who are attached to the temporary. Asat is one who is too materially attached, who is not a devotee of the Lord, and is too attached to women or to enjoyable material things. Such a person, according to Vaishnava philosophy, is a persona non grata. A devotee should not be proud of his acquisitions. The symptoms of a devotee are meekness and humility. Although spiritually very advanced, he will always remain meek and humble, as Krishnadas Kaviraj and all the other Vaishnavas have taught us by personal example. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught that one should be humbler than the grass in the street and more tolerant than the tree. One should not be proud or falsely puffed up. In this way, one will surely advance in spiritual life.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Paragamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Badam Sahagana Lalita Shivishakan Vitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchat Yadeshatarine.
So, what is the point of this verse? Is hearing and chanting enough? No. You have to develop saintly qualities along with your hearing and chanting. Specifically, one should be straightforward and simple. Should not be envious. Should be friendly to everybody. And one should avoid the company of non-devotees. By chanting Hare Krishna and following these principles, one will become very nicely connected with the name of Krishna. And when one is connected with Krishna, one will become free of all anxieties. This material world is not a pleasant place. Simply one anxiety after another anxiety after another anxiety. But when you connect yourself with the name of Krishna, these anxieties just melt away. Gradually they just all melt away, they evaporate away. So, we have a choice in our human life. Do we want to cultivate bhakti or do we want to cultivate sense gratification? We all have that choice. We can go either way. Some say, well, I want to do some bhakti and I want to keep doing sense gratification too. Well, you can do that if you want. But you won't be fully satisfied. Ahaitakiya pratiyata yayatna supersedati. Bhagavatam says that devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to fully satisfy the self. You would get some satisfaction. To whatever degree you surrender to Krishna, you will get satisfaction. But full satisfaction will only come when you fully surrender to Krishna. So, how much satisfaction do you want? 10%? 20%? 50%? 90%? 99.9999%? How much satisfaction do you want? Do you want to be totally blissed out 24 hours a day? Then you need pure bhakti. You have to go for pure bhakti. Because pure bhakti is where the pure nectar is available. You won't get pure bhakti unless, in the pure nectar, unless you go for pure bhakti. But how can I go for pure bhakti? I mean, I'm attached to my sense gratification. Well, how important are those attachments? Are they really worth it? Will they save you at the time of death? Your dear, beloved material attachment. The time of death, you have to let them all go. So why not let go of them now? I mean, why not? The only thing you're going to lose if you let go of your material attachments is your misery and anxiety. That's all you're going to lose. You don't have to reject them. You simply have to engage them in Krishna's service. Anasaktasya vishayanyatarpama vyunjataha nirbandha krishna sambandhe yuktam vairagyam uchyate prapanchakitaya bhujya hari sambandhi vastanaha mumukshu vi purit yago vairagyam phagu katyate. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Rupa Goswami. When one is not attached to anything, but engages everything in the service of Krishna, he is properly situated in renunciation. On the other hand, one who rejects everything, not seeing its relationship with Krishna, is a false renunciate. Phagu vairagi. So, to become free from all material attachments doesn't mean you have to live in the forest. No, wherever you are, you remain in that position. But whatever you have, see who is the actual owner of that thing. Doesn't Krishna say, Sarva Loka Maheshvaran? I am the owner of everything. So, do you own anything? Do you own anything? That's right, you own nothing. We own nothing. Nirmama, nothing is mine. So, if you will see that everything is Krishna's property, and you'll engage everything in his service, even if you're surrounded with so many material things, it doesn't matter. You become a true renunciate. So this is how the process works. take this process very seriously, and your life will be unbelievably sublime. Can you imagine meeting Krishna and entering into your eternal relationship with Krishna in his Nitya Leela? You can do it. All you have to do is fully embrace this process of Krishna consciousness. You'll become a liberated soul. You'll wake up in Goloka Vrindavan and pick up where you left off in Krishna's pastimes. You were dreaming, you were so many things. That you were Brahma, that you were Indra, that you were Indagopa, that you were a man, that you were a woman, that you were a donkey, and a monkey, and a grasshopper. So many dreams. I was a tree, I was a bird, I was a snake. So many dreams, you see. We've been dreaming, dreaming, dreaming. It seems like for all of eternity we've been dreaming. But when we snap out of it, we realize, oh, what happened for a minute? I just nodded out for a second in the middle of Krishna's pastime. Now it's time to go with Krishna to herd the calves, or to go into the forest with Krishna at night and dance. So this Hare Krishna mantra will wake you up and bring you back to your eternal identity. You just have to have full faith in the name and full faith in the spiritual master, because the guru is a pure representative of the name. So if you put your faith in the name, put your name in the spiritual master, who is the deliverer of the name, then by this faith and by following that faith with practical action, you become liberated soul. Nicholas Vapyavastasu Jivan Muktaso Uchate. One who engages fully his body, mind, and words in the service of the Lord becomes a liberated soul even in this material existence. We don't have to wait for death to become liberated. We can become liberated right now in this body. It's simply a matter of full absorption in Krishna consciousness. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, always being absorbed in Krishna consciousness. No gaps for Maya. Every minute used in the service of Krishna. To always remember Krishna, to always hear about Krishna, to always talk to Krishna, talk about Krishna, to pray to Krishna, to bow down to Krishna, to cook offerings for Krishna, to accept that which has been offered to Krishna, to work for Krishna, to spend our money for Krishna. Everything, Krishna, 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 Krishna. If you will follow this process exactly as Prabhupada is giving it in his books, you'll become the happiest person you could ever imagine yourself to be. Simply focus on reading Prabhupada's books and doing exactly what Prabhupada says, and you'll become unbelievably blissful. Every day you'll be sweeting the sweetest nectar, sweeter than the sweetest honey. This process works. If you work the process, if you practice pseudo-Krishna consciousness, you will not get the same result. If you try to concoct your own recipe for banana bread, what will come out of the oven at the end? A bunch of goo in the bottom of the pan. But if you strictly follow the recipe, you will get wonderful banana bread that you can offer to Krishna. You can distribute to the devotees, and you can relish that wonderful banana bread prasadam. So kindly follow the recipe book as you bake your bhakti bread. Follow the Prabhupada's recipe. Do not concoct your own recipe. You will not realize Krishna if you concoct your own recipe. Take exactly what Prabhupada has given. Follow it to the letter. And you'll realize God. Very soon. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Yeah. Iš esmės, kodėl protas turi tendenciją krypti ten, kur visai nereikėtų.
Why the mind has a tendency to go in wrong direction?
Oh, wrong direction?
Yeah, why not going to
my... Why the mind has a tendency to go in the wrong direction? That is due to bad association. We've been associated with the material energy for such a long time that we're completely conditioned to material sense gratification. So it's called what is that? Sangat sanjayate kama krodo jayato vishayan jayato vishayan pung sang sangat te shupajayate sangat sanjayate kama. Yes, sangat sanjayate kama. One's consciousness is developed according to their association. So it's due to bad association. The solution is associate with devotees as much as you possibly can. And you're not with the devotees, then you should play lectures of, you know, play lectures, kirtans, lectures. You know, just connect yourself with Krishna consciousness as much as you possibly can all the time. The transcendental association will save you from the mundane association. Whenever you have a spare minute, chant. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Just fill your 24 hours in with Krishna consciousness as much as possible at every minute. The mind will not like it. The mind will say, what are you doing? A little bit of Krishna consciousness is okay, but don't get into it too much. You're crazy. You say, my dear mind, just shut up. You know, I'm going to get fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, and you just have to go along with the ride, whether you like it or not, mind. In this way, you see, you can transform your mind into a spiritual mind by discipline and by practice. Next question.
Tekste buvo paminėta apie persivalgymą. Pastoviai tenka tą daryti ir iš tikrųjų tikro atsakymą, žinau, dėl prasado persivalgymą.
It was mentioned about overeating and there is always this problem, overeating, and I don't know the true answer how to deal with that.
What's that?
Overeating.
Overeating. Yeah.
So how to deal with it? Because every day I face that problem.
Oh, overeating, yes. How to solve the overeating problem. Yeah, okay. Just remember that you should eat to live and not live to eat.
Reikia prisiminti tai, kad reikia valgyti tam, kad gyventi, o ne tam gyventi, kad valgyti.
Take whatever you need to energize yourself for Krishna consciousness. But don't eat out of mere gluttony just to gratify your tongue. I mean, gluttony is not really fun anyway. You get a pleasure of the tongue, but then you feel bad that you're overeating and you feel groggy and... Just take whatever you can take as much as you want. There's no limit, but it's up to you to see what's the max, what's the ideal amount of prasadam that will energize your service the most. Have fun with disciplining your eating. You see. There's two approaches. One is just eat as much as you possibly can, you see. That's one approach. And Prabhupada encouraged the devotees in the beginning, eat as much as you can. And then he said, now restrict, cut back on your eating. And they said, but Swamiji, you told us to eat as much as we can. And now you're telling us to eat, to restrict our eating. Prabhupada said you didn't have any trouble following the first instruction. So it's actually enlivening to discipline your eating. It's enlivening to do that. When you start taking bhakti as a science and not just, you know, gratifying your tongue, it becomes very satisfying to take it like a science. To see your body as a machine that you want to squeeze as much service out of it that you can. And you want to give it just a minor amount of fuel, you see, that will give it, that will maximize its performance. Just like they have, what's it called, the Tour de France, that big bicycle race, you see. So the riders, they take their eating, how much they eat is a science. To maximize their performance in the race. They need some good energy because they're bicycling, very hard work. But they don't. If they take too much, then it'll just, you take that energy away. So you should take as much as you need to be fully energized, but not more than that. Yes.
Norėjau paklausti, jūs sakėt, kad klausyti ir kartuoti mantrą nepakanka, reikia turėti ir 18 baktų savybių. O tos savybės ateina, gal jūs ateina, kai kartuoji ir klausai mantrą, ar reikia specialiai kažką dar daryti?
He said that it's not enough only to listen and to chant, also we have to have 18 Vaishnava qualities. But my question, if these qualities comes automatically or we have to put special endowment to develop these qualities?
We're good from both ends. By chanting, the qualities will come. But if you constantly cultivate the qualities, your chanting will become more powerful. So you should, from both ends, you should work it, you see. From this side, focus on developing really good chanting. And from this side, develop saintly qualities. And that way you come to the middle, that way you burn up the candle, that much of material desire, you see. Just like a candle, you see. What's the quickest way to burn a candle down to nothing? You light it from both ends. You see. Just light it from one end, it'll take twice as long for it to burn down to nothing. If you light it from both ends, then it's going to be much faster. So that's what you need to do. You need to light your candle from both ends. On the one hand, you should try to perfect your chanting very nicely. On the other hand, you should try to develop all saintly qualities as described in this verse today. In this very quickly, you'll burn up all your material desires. And achieve a wonderful stage known as Nishta. When the modes of passion and ignorance no longer are contaminating your heart. And then from Nishta you will go to Ruchi. And from Ruchi to Asakti. From Asakti to Bhav. And from Bhav to Prem. So yes, burn your candle from both ends. So you can advance that much quicker. Okay, yeah.
Kodėl po Vyasa Pūžos labai labai paskutėjo dienos kartuojama?
Why after Vyasa Pūža I started to struggling with my japa?
Why after Vyasa Pūža you're struggling with japa? After initiation, you mean? Okay. You weren't struggling before? All of a sudden it's a struggle. Now that you're initiated.
Only a few days there was problem.
You're still a neophyte. It's not that they are initiated, you're a pure devotee. Neophytes go through the ups and downs. Sometimes it's easy to chant, sometimes it's difficult to chant. That's natural. You're a neophyte devotee. You're going to have times when it's easy and times when it's difficult. The key is remain steady in your practice. Huh? Remain steady in your practice through all the ups and downs. And gradually it levels out and goes up to Krishna. So you got to be patient. It's not always going to be easy to chant Hare Krishna for you. You'll have times when you do not want to chant. But chant anyway. That's when you make more advancement. When you did want to chant and you forced yourself to chant, you'll make more advancement then. So take advantage of these when it's difficult. That's when you can make more progress. You're working through some trouble areas in your heart. That's what's happening. You're working through some tough dirt in your heart and getting rid of it. Next question.
In the commentary, it was mentioned about the diplomacy.
Diplomacy, yeah.
How to understand it and how to avoid it.
Okay. How to understand it about diplomacy. Diplomacy means lying. Telling lies. Not being honest. That's what it means. When you're not, so you can be straightforward or you engage in diplomacy. Straightforward means you tell the truth. Diplomacy means you tell some lie. You don't tell the truth. You hide the truth. So it's very difficult to be Krishna conscious if one is engaged in diplomacy. Because I tell you one lie, and then, so that lie is not found out, I have to tell you another lie. And so the first two lies are not discovered, I have to tell you a third lie, and a fourth lie, and a fifth lie. And my conscience has to go into concocting all these different lies to protect the other lies that went before them. So it's very difficult to remember Krishna when your mind is caught up in diplomacy. You just tell the truth, and it's very easy to be Krishna conscious. Does that help you to understand? Okay. Next question.
Aš turiu savo klausimą, bet čia dar į šitą. Ar materialistam taip pat negalima namoti?
She has two questions. First question, we can't lie even for materialist people.
If what?
We can't lie for materialist people.
How can you lie to materialistic people? Sometimes it may help in preaching. Prabhupada actually wrote me a letter about it. I asked Prabhupada about it. And he told me that one time his godbrothers went begging, collecting Lakshmi for Guru Maharaj. And they would say, our Guru Maharaj lived in the forest for 12 years in a solitary place eating only tulsi leaves. And they went, oh, they would give money, you see. And Guru Maharaj ate only tulsi leaf for 12 years. Oh, here, take some money for your temple. So when they told Guru Maharaj about it, he couldn't stop laughing. He thought it was so, he was really laughing, having a good laugh about it, you see. So sometimes in preaching we may use some tactics. But as Prabhupada said, you have to catch the big fish without getting wet. You have to be expert to do it. For example, before I started traveling and preaching, we had a little business to support our ashram in Austin. It was called Travel Rama. We sold tickets to Mayapur and Vrindavan. That was our business. We had customers from all over North America. But I had one partner. He was a travel agent owner, and he was a Christian, South Indian Christian. Willie. Big, fat Willie. And so I came into his office one day with some prasadam, some cookies. I wanted to distribute him some prasadam cookies, you know. So he knew I was a devotee, and he knew what prasadam was because he's from India. So I offered him the cookies. He says, is it prasadam? Because if it was, he wasn't going to touch it, you know. I said, oh no, it's not prasadam. And then he took the cookies. He said. So sometimes we can tell life for preaching. You see. But the best thing is to be able to tell the truth very expertly. That's the best thing. That's the best policy. And the best thing is to tell the truth very... Sometimes a lie, but as a rule, we tell the truth. Sometimes in exceptional situation, we may tell a little lie if it helps the preaching. But if you're caught telling a lie, then it spoils everything. You have to be very, very expert.
С Sakykit, jeigu esi aistros ir neišmanimo gumė, su tokiu baktu kaip ir turi vengti. Tokio, nu, bendravimo su tokiu baktu, reiškia, niekas nenori bendrauti. Bet tuo pačiu, tu neturi bendrauti ir su materialistais. Tai su kuo bendrauti?
If one is in Raja and Tamaguna and he is devotee, so everyone is avoiding his association. Also, he should not associate with non-devotees. So he has no who associates.
So he should come out of the Raja Tama platform. So he can get nice association.
Čia sudėtingiau, nes būna taip, kad gauni nurodymus, kurie taip pat būna aistros ir neišmanimo kūno, ir tada pas mane kyla gaisras protė. Prieš gaisrinės sistemos nėra. Ir nežinau, ką tada daryti. Padariu labai daug įžeidimų.
Sometimes it's very hard for me, because I'm getting orders also...
You're getting older? I thought you were getting younger.
Orders.
Okay.
And this orders burn my mind.
Who's? What order are you getting? What kind of orders are you getting? What is that order you're getting?
Nurodymai gali būti paprasti, kaip surinkti kilimėlius, bet tokia labai pikta intonacija. Ir aš galiu, taip sakant, labai stipriai sureaguoti negerai.
Sometimes someone is asking me to make some simple service, but they asking in not very friendly way, and my mind become disturbed.
Oh, as if in military discipline, huh? Are you being ordered like in the military? Do this? Huh? You know what Prabhupada said? We should accept orders as if in military discipline. Now, I'm asking the managers, please try to do it in as friendly way as you can. But I'm asking the followers, please accept the orders as if in military discipline. Because that will make you strong in Krishna consciousness. Now I'm saying in a very friendly way, aren't I? I'm giving you an order now in a very friendly way, isn't it? Do you feel I'm being friendly? All right. Well, my friendly order is, whatever they say, just do it. And that's the friendly order. Coming with full love and compassion from your Guru Maharaj to you. Hare Krishna.
But isn't it one supposed to be humble and meek and humble?
Meek and humble means you don't find fault with the orders, you just follow them. That's meek and humble. So, Ashtashaki Devi Dasi, please become meek and humble. I'm begging you. Thank you very much. Okay, next question.
Norėjau paklausti mokytoje, padėlėskim kartuoju džiapą ir noriu padidinti ratų skaičių. Tai kaip suprasti, kad per daug pakėlį, per daug savo lygį pajausti, kaip atpažinti?
If I am increasing quantity of my japa, how to understand that it is too much for me?
He's increasing the quantity of his japa. How do you know when it's too much? When you don't have... Well, there's no question of too much japa, really. As long as you can cover your service and you keep yourself healthy, then there's... Of course, the standard things. You come to Mangal Arati. You should do the standard programs, not that, you know, you skip Mangal Arati to chant japa or something. You should do the standard programs, your service, and keep your health, and then you can chant your japa unlimitedly within that limit. How many rounds are you chanting each day now? 20? That's nothing. The people in India chant 120 rounds every day. So 20 is nothing. 20 is nice. But it's definitely not too much. You're okay with 20. Keep going. Okay, any other newbies who haven't? Is that another Krishna Leela thing or is it a question? Okay.
Dear Srila Gurudev, I'm chanting quite long, but not always have a taste for chanting. So what to do to have better taste for chanting?
What time of the day do you chant?
Morning time.
Morning? Before sunrise? Okay. Do you chant the Gravastakam every day?
Sometimes.
Now you must do Gravastakam every day. And that will help you develop taste for the name. Every day without fail you offer an arti and used to your whatever little altar you have, a photograph or whatever you have. You have guru there, you have any deities, you just have photographs. Yeah, that's fine. To the photograph you offer the arati, you get at least an incense, you know, and some flower. A ghee lamp. And you have a chamara, you can do the chamara. So you offer a guru vastakam every day, a little mangal arti every day, and that will really help you to chant much better round. Next question.
Šią savaitę mokytojas minėjo, kad fanatizmas yra, kai mes kažką darom nežinodami. Norėjau paklausti, kaip gauni iš mokytojo nurodymą, kaip ir esi tam neišmanime, tai kaip netapti fanatiku.
You mentioned that fanatism means that you do something, but you don't know what are you doing. So then...
Mention what?
That fanatism...
Fanaticism.
Fanaticism,
yeah.
Means that you do something, but
you don't know why, yeah.
And then you get order from Srila Gurudev, then, and you don't understand, so...
Well, you should do the order first, and then find out later on why. Spiritual Master says, do this. You don't say, Guru, you can't explain why I'm supposed to do it. No, you just do it. But you should know why everything is going on at the same time. Thing is, if you read Prabhupada's books thoroughly, then you'll understand why things are done. You'll understand it just by reading Prabhupada's book. You won't have to ask the Guru, why did you ask me to sweep the floor? Because cleanliness is next to godliness. Why did you ask me to go out and distribute books? Because the whole world is suffering without Krishna consciousness. So you, one should, the order is given, you follow it, but at the same time, you, along with following order, you can find out why such order is given. But the first thing is follow the order. Next question. Yeah.
Kuomet prieš mangalarėti kartojam džiapą ir prasideda mangalarėti, o mes kažkur esam rato vidury. Tai kaip teisingai pasielg, kad nepadaryti žaidimą?
When we're chanting before mangalarėti and mangalarėti start and we have half džiapą left. So how to proper, what to do?
Well, there's two things you can do. What we used to do, we'd mark it in the middle. But that's not that's I've seen that's kind of phased out from ISKCON. We realize why not, you know, that's like you're so lazy, you don't want to chant even one extra bead, you know. We used to have little markers, like little alligator clips. Devotees would put on their beads and stop in the middle. But I don't see devotees doing that anymore in ISKCON. It's actually good. Just chant, that way you can chant 16 and a half rounds, you see. If you let's say you got 15 and a half rounds done and the conch shell blows, you can drop the round and finish the whole round later on. That way you increase your chanting. Instead of thinking, well, you know, I don't want to chant any extra rounds, I'm just going to do the bare minimum. It's not a good move. But what you should do is get up early enough that you can easily get all your rounds done before Mangalarti. That's the trick. Then it's not even an issue.
Huh? She's asking blessings for that.
Yes, you have my full blessings.
But one has to understand blessing is not some magic wand.
Now you have to do your side. See, I've done my side, and you have to do your side now. Now you have to work. Okay, next question. Back there, Atmaram.
Sometimes when we chanting, some desires comes up.
Yeah.
But Krishna not fulfilled his desire, but fulfill it in different way. Not as we like. So this is some Krishna mercy or what?
Will Krishna? What's it like?
Krishna does fulfill.
Does he?
But
he
not,
does.
Not our desires, but
saying?
Opposite.
If, during the japa time, if you get some desires, then Krishna fulfills that desire in other ways, not the way I desire. So is that Krishna's mercy or what?
Krishna will give you whatever is best for your Krishna consciousness. If fulfilling a particular desire will benefit your Krishna consciousness, he will fulfill it. And if it's bad for your Krishna consciousness, he will not fulfill it. Next question. You were before, Leo, go ahead. Yeah.
Norėjau paklausti, ar mokytojas įsivaizduoja Lietuvą kaip Krishna sąmoningą ir ar turi jau planai kažkokią įsidėjęs kaip
ateity, ta prasme?
Kad išsiplėsti.
He is asking if you can imagine that Lithuania become full Krishna consciousness and how it would like, how it...
If he can imagine?
Can you, do you imagine Lithuania full Krishna conscious country?
Can I conceive of it being fully Krishna conscious? Or can one do that?
He's saying, can you predict that Lithuania...
Can I predict?
Can you foresee...
Oh yes, this country will become completely Krishna conscious. That's a very... This whole country will be Krishna conscious in due course. It's a event. Just a matter of time. The whole country will be Krishna conscious. Your prime minister, your high court judges, everyone will become Vaishnavas in due course. That will happen here. Yeah. That's my prediction. That's why I'm coming here 3 times a year. To help the prediction come true. Okay, next question.
Can he help you?
Huh?
Can he help you?
You kindly help me to make the prediction come true. You will help me? Thank you very much. Ačiū labai. Okay.
Tai jau bus ten ministrai visi Krišno sąmonė, tai čia tas bus turbūt Kali Jugas aukso tarpas, tas Kali Jugai, taip turbūt.
Then all prime minister will be Krishna conscious, it means it will be golden age.
Yes.
Kali Yuga period, yes?
Golden age inside Kali Yuga.
Yes. That's right. It's predicted by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Have you read that verse in the Chaitanya Charitamrita? You know that shloka? You do. Can you recite it? Saj janna dar janna pangu jadda anagana prema vanyaya dubaila jagatara janna. This Krishna consciousness movement is a prema tsunami. It will inundate the entire world, drowning everyone. The pious men, Satjana, the impious men, the Durjana, the lame, Andagandagana, the lame, invalid, and blind, everyone will become drowned in this ocean, this tidal wave of Krishna consciousness. It's predicted by Krishnadas Kaviraj. Therefore, I can safely predict that Lithuania will become Krishna conscious. Because I'm simply repeating the prediction of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, who is one of the gopis from Vrindavan, who appeared as a sannyasi in Lord Chaitanya's Leela. He is Trikala Gya, the perfect knower of past, present, and future. And he has predicted that the whole world will become Krishna conscious. So now you had a question.
Is there some rules for chanting japa? For example, that we should not keep japa in lower our chest or some other
rules? Yeah, there's a few rules, yeah. Don't take your bead bag in the toilet room. You don't put the japa on the floor or on your lap. I mean, in the bag it's okay, but to put it on your lap. But you don't. If you take the beads out of your bag, then you can't put it on your lap. That's why it's better to keep it in the bead bag. Of course, the basics are there. You chant between the thumb and that finger. Oh, here's a little tip, a little hot tip that most people don't know about, a little secret inside information about japa. I learned this from Jishnu Janaswami. He saw Prabhupada doing this. On Hare Krishna, Prabhupada would twirl the bead like this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And on Rama, he would hold it still. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, like that. Try adding it to your japa. It'll take you to a new dimension of japa. Anything else?
You said that Krishnadas Kaviraj's prediction.
Huh?
Talking about Krishnadas's prediction.
Uh-huh.
So if we sit in prasadam, sit and eat prasadam only, will it happen?
Mataji is asking, if we eat prasadam only, will Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami prediction come true? The answer is, now, I'm don't get shocked, but I'm going to give you a full answer, okay? The answer is yes, it will come true. But not by us. By some other Vaishnavas who preach. So if you want to get credit for being part of the greatest paradigm shift that's ever happened in the history of the universe, be a preacher. If you're simply a prasadam eater, you won't get any credit for having saved the world. But if you preach, you will share the credit with all the other preachers for having saved the world. You'll be recognized by Lord Chaitanya, by Srila Prabhupada, and by Lord Krishna if you preach. Especially if you distribute books. Because that is the most powerful preaching. Srila Prabhupada's book distribution, Ki Jai. Okay, next question. Yes, from this is one of the top book distributors in the United States of America. Divijamani Gura Prabhu, Ki Jai.
What about Shamananda?
He's not as high in the charts.
I'm not on the charts because we haven't put up our score.
Yeah. Now, Divijamani Gura is one of the top distributors on the charts. Shamananda Prabhu is also distributing. He's doing a part-time farm project and distribution. He's doing glorious service also. But I mentioned him because he's on the charts. But everyone stand up, Shamananda, so everyone can see you. He's also distributing books. I don't want to neglect you because he's out doing very valuable service also. He's helping with this farm projects are very important, cow protection, that he's part of a brand new startup farming project, cow protection project in Kentucky. And we very much appreciate that he's doing this and book distribution at the same time. It's a wonderful combination. He distributes the books and then he brings them out to the farm so they can see Krishna consciousness, Vedic culture in practice. It's really a powerful thing he's doing. So keep up the good work, Shamananda. Okay, next question. Yeah.
I've been advised before that there's three things we should hide. One of them is our beads. And in other words, always keep it in the bag. And another one is our guru. And I forget the third one exactly, but
hide your guru?
Yes.
Who said that?
It was one Brahmachari, he said he was quoting from Shastra.
What Shastra was it? The Kali Upanishad or something?
We shouldn't advertise.
Huh?
In other words, we shouldn't advertise these things.
Actually, the duty of the disciple, according to Prabhupada's books, the duty of the disciple is to bring disciples to his spiritual master, so he has to advertise. It's wonderful in our movement when the disciples glorify their guru, you see. Every disciple should be proud of his spiritual master, you see. Because his spiritual master has saved him from this material existence. Every disciple should glorify their spiritual master. Just like we're staying now at Gauravani's house, he has his Guru Maharaj is pictured there, you see. He's advertising his Guru. We're walking in, we're seeing his Guru being advertised. It's so nice to see his Guru. Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj, yeah. It's so nice. He has a picture of Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj there. I'm so happy to see Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj there, you see. So everybody should advertise and promote their Guru. That's the duty of the disciple, not to hide the Guru. You know who hid Guru in the Bible? Peter. He denied Christ three times. Yeah. Don't deny your Guru. Promote your Guru.
There are circumstances, like in the case of Bhaktisiddhanta Sahaja, when the danger is there, one has to hide.
Oh, yes. There is one pastime. I'll tell that first. There was a pastime when there was somebody who was going to murder Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakura. And there was one devotee who was a very fast runner and who looked a little bit like his Guru Maharaj. So he changed clothes with Bhakti Siddhanta. And that, so the dacoits would thought that he was Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati. So he sometimes, if somebody's coming to murder your spiritual master, you can hide him. It's okay.
The disciples should be talking or intelligently where the guru is not endangered also.
Yes, that's right. Don't endanger your spiritual master. Okay, next question.
Endangered.
Huh?
What does it mean, endangered?
Huh?
I can't translate, I don't understand.
Endangered?
He's asking question, what is the meaning of endangered?
Put him into danger. Don't put your spiritual master into danger. Guru Maharaj said it, I don't know what she meant, but... I don't know what exactly. All right, then don't even mention it, because you're already opening it. Don't mention it. Don't mention it at all. You're opening a can of worms. Shouldn't have said it at all.
But you are asking. I don't know. Don't understand what it means. So I'm just saying that how you talk and how you do. So don't put that by spiritual master in endangering.
Well, it's between you and him then. You can answer the question. I'm just trying to pass on what you said. Now he's asking what it means. You ask her what it means, because I'm not sure exactly what she's talking about. You have to ask her. I was passing on what you said. He wanted to know what it meant, and I was just passing it on without knowing fully what you meant.
Disciples speak certain things with certain devotees or outsiders. One should understand what they are talking and what will the result be.
There it is. Okay, next question. Okay.
Tomaslavas draugui pokalbis yra pašnekys, baigėsi jo klausimu man, kas yra žmogus.
One my friend asked me the question, who is a man?
Who is the man? What do you mean?
Human. What does it mean, human?
Oh, what does human mean? Well, there is a species called Homo sapiens, which is two legs, you know, walks on two legs. And they have, you know, two ears, two eyes, and mouth, you know. They're called humans.
Huh?
Okay, so what's the question? Is that what the human being is? Now, in the Vedic sense, human means one who has taken a spiritual master. He's a human being. One who does not have a guru, he's an animal. And one who has a guru, he's a human. In the Vedic sense, yeah. Okay, next question back there.
I want to ask about Guru.
Yeah.
Do we need to hurry up to accept Guru if we not fully believe or we not...
Should we accept a Guru if we're not sure about accepting one like that?
Should we be fast to accept Guru or should we wait until we fully...
When should we accept Guru? When we're fully convinced or when we're unsure, should we accept the Guru? That's the question. Do you accept the authority of Krishna? Yeah. So what does Krishna say? Accept Guru. So if you really are serious to do whatever Krishna says, then you must seek a Guru as soon as possible. Prabhupada Do you accept Prabhupada as your Siksha Guru?
I bring Prabhupada as my Siksha
Guru. Okay, that's good. So what you need to do, you should, Prabhupada says in the introduction to the Nectar Devotion, you've told me you accept Prabhupada as Siksha Guru, so that means you have to follow his instructions. Prabhupada explains in the introduction to the Nectar Devotion that unless you have a spiritual master, Krishna doesn't accept your service. So that means you should be looking for someone to be your spiritual master. Now who that is, that's, you have a lot of choices. And here in Lithuania, it's actually very good, it's a very nice facility in Lithuania for someone who's looking for a guru. Because you have the big festivals and so many gurus come. You get to go guru shopping. It's a big festival. Well, there's so many gurus. There's this one and that one. This one talks like this. One of them is like that. You get to compare all the gurus and think, well, which one would I like to have? Is there? So here's what you need to do. Say, Krishna, my dear Lord Krishna, I know that you want me to surrender to a spiritual master. But I just, it's hard for me to feel that I have a hard time doing that. So please help me to find that person in whom I can put my full faith. That's all you have to do. You pray like that. And you keep praying that way every day. Until, and then you can pray that way, and you go to the festival too, the Baltic festival in summer. You can pray that way at the festival, I said. You see all the gurus and you keep praying, Krishna, please guide me where I should take shelter, where I can put my full faith. And then because Krishna is very kind, because he loves you like anything, because he wants you back in his kingdom as soon as possible, when he sees your sincerity, that you really want to surrender now, and he'll tell you, this is the one. Krishna will tell you. You see, I will not tell you. Krishna will tell you, which this is the one. So you just have to pray sincerely and beg Krishna, and then he'll reveal to you who your spiritual master is. Actually, your guru is already there. Time is separating it, that's all. But by praying, you can reduce that time and bring it down to nothing. You already have your spiritual master. You just don't know who he is yet. But if you pray and pray and pray, then Krishna will reveal, this is him, this is your guru. I wish you good luck on your quest. Hare Krishna. Okay?
Can one also decide how soon they should accept a guru? How soon and how quick can it be decided that we have no prediction that we're going to leave the body in 7 days?
Maharaj's point is, don't postpone it too long because you may leave the body at any time. It is stated in the Goswami literatures that one should study the prospective guru for 6 months. But note, it said 6 months. It didn't say 6 years. Or 60 years. Next question.
It was mentioned that we should not overeat and things like that, but there's nothing said about making sports for being healthy. My question would be, how much should we care about our body, physical body?
She mentioned sports.
Yeah.
What did she say?
How much we should exercise?
What kind of sports?
Asana, yoga.
Oh, okay, that's different, yeah. Actually, when it is clearly mentioned in the scriptures that one should keep one's health, keep one's body in good health. So one can do some physical exercises. It's actually not bad at all. One can do that. Of course, if one is working, if one is singing and dancing in the kirtan, he's already getting the exercise. It's aerobic workout every morning. So, but if one wants to do some yoga, there's no harm. One can do. Or, you know, done some push-ups or some, you know. There's no harm to do some exercise. But if we don't, Prabhupada did tell us that sports, you know, like playing basketball and football and all these kind of things. Prabhupada was told us these are against the principles. He said that sports were in the category of gambling. You know, like playing baseball game or soccer game. This, devotees don't need to do this. I think many devotees do these things. But that energy should go into Sankirtan, book distribution, and Harinam. If we have the energy to organize a soccer game or whatever you call it over here, football, or a, you know, some kind of sport, we can use that same energy to go out in Harinam and benefit the whole world. Any other questions? Yes. What's the question?
When we have full faith in the holy name, how it is manifested? Full faith to the holy name.
Full faith in the holy name is manifested by a lack of interest in sense gratification. Because the holy name gives full satisfaction. In the material world, people try to get satisfied by sense gratification. But someone who is engaged in Krishna consciousness, who has faith in the name, he doesn't need sense gratification anymore. Because he gets all of his happiness from chanting Hare Krishna. So I saw there's one last question here, and then I'll be at the end. Go ahead, what is your question? Huh?
It's RT time.
RT time?
Yes.
RT? Okay.